Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I think you know, and I know, that I've won every debate that I've ever engaged in with Shannon Sharpe. I'm relentless. Can you feel this? I'm going all in. It's time to cash in. One moment in time, let's get at this. Be tremendous. Relentless. I'm relentless. Here we go. Here we go. This is the Skip Bayless Show. On this episode of the podcast, I'll be reading and responding to your questions. If you'd like to have a question featured, remember to tweet at Skip Bayless Show on Twitter or leave your question with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Feel free to ask me whatever you want about what goes on behind the scenes at Undisputed, my personal life, or anything in the world of sports. My answers will always be candid, be honest, and be unfiltered. Thanks for listening to the Skip Bayless Show. Enjoy the episode. Let's go to Pratt from Jackson, Mississippi. How do you know when you won a debate? Do you score yourself? So, Pratt, I think you know, and I know, that I've won every debate that I've ever engaged in with Shannon Sharpe. I know I've won because of the way we put the show together. I look over all the potential topics around 8 o'clock Eastern time each evening, and I call our producer and I say, okay, I think these would be great for us, but I'm going to give you my takes. And I go right down the list, maybe 15 deep of topics, and I say, I think this and this and this. These are nutshell opinions of I'm a yes or a no, I'm an up or a down. And when I say I'm that, I'm dug in. It's in concrete. It will not change. Then our producer calls Shannon and says, what do you think of these topics? And Shannon fires away. And then we get back together, the producer and I, and say, okay, these are the biggest disagreements because we do not contrive. We do not trick up. We don't fix any debates. There's never, well, if you take this side, I could take that. Never, ever. If you know Shannon Sharpe, that's an insult to him. And certainly if you know me, that's as offensive as you can get. So we're picking legitimate, 1,000% authentic debates. Where we know, heart and soul, we disagree on these topics. Occasionally, we have to do a topic, obviously, that's breaking news, and maybe we agree on it. A lot of A-B topics, we just agree on it, maybe for different reasons, but those don't qualify to me as debates. So the point is, I know I'm going to win the debate because I've already dug in on the right side of the debate. And then I spend the rest of the night prepping, and I always say, most of these debates are won the night before. I prep it every way you can prep it. If he goes here, I'm going to go there. If he goes here, I got it. And if he goes there, he's dead. So when I execute it on the air, it's already coup de grace. It's game over because Shannon loves to go first, and I'm fine with that. It was different with me and Stephen A. He liked me to go first. It doesn't really matter to me. I'll go either way. But with Shannon, I just wait until he's finished and then I pick it to pieces. It's a done deal because I knew it was a done deal the night before. So who scores it? Well, you score it. And I think in the end, you know, and I know, I win every debate. Let's go to Lisa from Henderson, Nevada. Lisa asks, Do you ever watch yourself back to analyze your performance on Undisputed? That is a great and a painful question, Lisa, and I thank you for it. The answer is I have not, I will not, I will never even consider doing that. I believe that most other people in my business do watch themselves back. Some I know just like to look at themselves on television. I can't. I am at heart, as my wife will tell you to a fault, I am a raging perfectionist. And I beat myself up enough without critiquing my performance on Undisputed. Undisputed is a unique beast for me. It is virtually completely unscripted. It is mostly unplanned. It is 1,000% authentic. We do know that I'm a yes and he's a no, but I have no idea where he's going to go or how he's going to get there. I know where I need to go in case he goes there. I've told you before, every debate to me is won the night before in your preparation work. But the point of Undisputed is that it's its own entity. It's a life force that goes places you can't anticipate. So there's no acting in Undisputed. If I start to critique a tape, trust me, I'll say, ooh, maybe I should have cringed there. Maybe I should have rolled my eyes. Why didn't I say that? You can't second guess it. You just got to get back on the horse and ride it again tomorrow and tomorrow, because there's going to be another day and another day and another day. It's 5 days a week, 2.5 live, unscripted hours a day. It wears on me, but I live for it because I love it. And I love the immediacy of it. And I love it that it's not taped. It's not live to tape. It is raw and real and live. And you can't get it back. I don't have a cursor when I'm writing. You know, you can edit. I can't edit anything. And I love the pressure of that. It's great pressure because you have no choice but to unleash. So when I get out there, I've prepared hard. I feel confident in what I know, and then I just let it fly. So I don't want to watch it back because I don't want to turn into an actor. It is completely not contrived. It is not tricked up. So why would I want to then say, if I were a better actor, you can't act and make it work. So I appreciate your question. And I sometimes wonder when I get asked this question, could I be better if I studied my tape? Possibly so. Better question, could I be worse if I watch my tape? More likely so, but a great question.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Bayless. Just go to Indeed.com/Bayless right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Bayless. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's try Dalton from Menlo Park. What do your non-chicken and broccoli meals look like, and how often do you have them? I'm pretty fanatical about what I eat. I have chicken and broccoli and rice, usually twice a day. For breakfast here at Fox, when I get in at 4-ish, after I've run for an hour on the treadmill and prepped for Undisputed, I always drink one, they're called RTD 51s by Metrex. It's a protein shake with 51 grams of protein, probably more than you need, but I'll take it. And I eat a bagel. I don't recommend bagels to everybody, but I just ran for an hour and I need it. And I like it. And then once a week, just to supplement a little bit, Ernestine goes and gets me sushi. Just one night a week, I have sushi, a rainbow roll. And just about every night, Ernestine loves to cook only two things, two soups. Pea soup, I don't know where this came from, pea soup and lentil soup. And she's really good at it. And they're clean as can be. There's no oil, there's no sweeteners. It's just pure peas and beans. And I really like them. So I have a little bit of those, even with the chicken and broccoli. And then Saturday night, we take pasta. She'll put pasta in the pea soup because I run hard on Saturday and much harder on Sunday. So I need some more complex carbohydrates. So I eat pasta in the soup just on Saturday night. And then Friday and Saturday, just for dessert, we will have some kind of non-fat frozen yogurt. Cinnamon's my favorite. So I do that as a little bit of a cheat. And then as I've often said, on Friday night, we have one slice of pizza. Out here in LA, it's from Eataly. In New York, it was always from the great Ray's Pizza. And that is the size of my meals. Let's go to Blake from New Jersey. Does your workout schedule vary depending on how you're feeling? Okay, I'll dive. Absolutely not. Zero, period, end of discussion. The way I'm built is, the more tired I am, the harder I push. It's the way I'm built because my motto is never miss. I believe that one day off leads to another day off, leads to two or three days off, leads to, I don't know what happened. I just haven't worked out for a while. We're all born with the couch potato inside us, and I don't want to let mine get out and take over. And the truth is that oftentimes, seriously, some of my best weight workouts come when I just don't feel like lifting weights. When I finish this, I'm going to go home and I'm going to lift weights. And I probably won't feel like it, but then sometimes it just clicks and suddenly you're like, what just happened? I defeated my couch potato and my real self just took over, and this is feeling pretty good. I did a big photo shoot the other day and a long sit-down interview with Men's Health. And I told the interview something I'll tell you right now. I know exactly the last time I missed a cardio workout. It was May 3rd of 1998. It was game one of Charlotte versus the Bulls during the Last Dance playoff run, their second round playoff series. I was fairly new to Chicago and I still didn't have a doctor yet. And I got sick because it was still snowing in May. And I was running outside every day along the lake shore, and I just got my big sinus infection. I was down and out. My literary agent lives in Chicago, and I talked to her on the phone that Sunday morning. It was a Sunday game, Sunday afternoon. And I just said, I just don't know if I can go today. And she said, well, why not just miss this day? Okay, this day I'll miss. And I hated myself for it. I went to work. I covered the game. I wrote my column on the game. But I just never felt right. So I will admit to you, I have a built-in motivation that you probably don't. I live for cardio because cardio helps me win debates. As simple as that. Every day I'm up at 2 a.m. LA time because I used to get up at 5 East Coast time to do First Take. But I'm up at 2 by 2:30. I'm on the treadmill every single day. I'm going to do an hour because I've got to watch the loop of the Sports Center anyway. I got to be reading my phone prepping anyway. And I need to get awake and get the endorphins flowing for me in ways I can't unless I actually run. So I'm going to run for an hour, and it's going to make me feel so much sharper, so much better about myself when I go at it with Shannon Sharpe for 2.5 hours. It is grueling on Undisputed. Trust me on this. It is physical as well as mental. The battle rages. It's truly unscripted live debate on national TV, and it wears you out both physically and mentally. And I'm very physical in my presentation. And I just want Shannon to know every day that I'm not going to wear down. I'm not going to wear out. I'm going to be there to the bitter end, and I'll be just as strong on topic 10 as I was in the A block in topic 1. It's very important to be very fit to go up against a guy who's very fit, a Pro Football Hall of Famer in Shannon Sharpe. But he knows he can't compete with me cardio-wise because I'm a psycho. And he knows I go at the weights hard. I don't look like him, but I look pretty good. I look good enough. I wasn't embarrassed to do a photo shoot for Men's Health. So the point is that I don't ever vary my workout. I do exactly the same workout every single time because I need to. I want to. I love it. It's me. It's my life. And it's part and parcel of how I win debates on Undisputed. Every workout, as I'm lifting today, trust me, in my subconscious, I'm thinking of only one human being, and that is Shannon Bleepin' Sharpe.